And we're going to stay with the accommodation crisis and potential fallout arising from the ending of the eviction ban. I'm joined by the Chief Executive of Homeless Charity DePaul, David Carroll. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mary.
And maybe we'll start by getting a handle on how many beds has DePaul available to it, and what sort of availability do you have on any day or any week?
Well, Mary, you know, we would have been under considerable pressure as it stands due to the existing homeless crisis, and we operate over 626 beds, temporary accommodation beds throughout the country, predominantly for single people, but also for families as well. They are fully utilised at the moment, with very kind of low turnover in terms of people moving on, and that's because of the existing pressures of accessing long-term accommodation for people in temporary accommodation. So obviously the current situation will be a challenge, and we're examining ways in which we can kind of step up to meet that challenge. One of the biggest difficulties I think that we all have is to recognise how many people will come our way. There's been a lot of numbers that have been thrown about in the last kind of couple of weeks about the amount of people who may come into homelessness. I think the figures from the RTB a couple of weeks ago talk about up to 7,000 evictions. How many of them will translate into actually people presenting to temporary accommodation is uncertain. And that's why I think at this moment in time, there's huge emphasis for us on what the short-term measures that need to be put into place in order to prevent that.
But David, if you have no spare capacity right now, and as you say, you have no place to move people onto into a longer-term accommodation, how can you step up? What can you do? What are you looking at?
Well, what we are looking at is we're examining ways in which we can use the system that and the proposals from government. I think the 1,000 leases that government have promised, I think, will be critical. What we would want to happen is that those people and households that are eligible within temporary accommodation can be moved on as soon as possible. I think that's hugely critical in order to be able to create room within the existing temporary accommodation system. Obviously, the local authorities, and we know our colleagues as we speak, are seeking existing temporary accommodation through hotels and B&Bs. I think also as well, there is an existing network of preventative measures that are in place from the local authorities as well in order to be able to offer advice. And this, Mary, is such a critical issue. How are the schemes that government have announced over the last week to 10 days going to be implemented consistently through the local authority, all of them in a uniform way? Getting information both to tenants and landlords of what exists is absolutely critical if we're going to prevent people coming into temporary accommodation.
And how is it for DePaul at the moment in terms of getting information from government on how the proposals that have come forward, and we heard the minister yesterday talking about the local authorities stepping up, but how easy is it for you to get information on what will be put in place and the timelines on when new developments will be put in place?
Well, as everybody, you know, we have a contact with the statutory agencies, in the last kind of 10 days, more information is coming out. We're looking forward to further information, and the devil will be in the detail and how all of the schemes that have been announced will be implemented. That needs to be drilled down into and is absolutely critical in order for us to be able to respond.
Is there any one-stop shop where you can get all this information, or do you have to fall between local authorities, Department of Housing and different areas to try and pull together everything you need to know?
This is where the announcement of the acquisition delivery team, Mary, I think is hugely important. They will have a coordinating role over how the schemes are going to be run, and how the bureaucratic kind of hurdles, for instance, around legal processes, releases of finance surveys in terms of the in-situ scheme, for instance, will be negotiated. That body will play a critical role to get out to each of the local authorities. We've got fantastic relationships with the local authorities at the moment.
You see that body is crucial.
I see that absolutely body as actually.
All right. Yeah. David, thank you for joining us this morning. That's David Carroll there, the Chief Executive of the homeless charity DePaul.